Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show that everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. 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 All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out, driven by Toyota Knoxville, Friday edition of the program. Nate Hodges with you alongside Houston Kress and Tanner Carson in.
Big TC in the house.
Producing appearance by TC of Overtime. 6-8 right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Gotta make sure I get that in there.
Not tonight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, not tonight.
Special holiday.
So here's your tease to not listen tonight.
Something like that.
See you Monday.
There you go. Well, it's offensive coordinator search day number 19, Houston. And at least now. What was the expression people said they hadn't heard of? Cool out. At least people can now cool out until after next Wednesday.
I don't know how people hadn't heard of cool out.
I know. Tanner, you heard of cool out before?
Hey, man.
Yes.
Just cool out. Yeah. See, yeah.
Cool out.
Davey was like, I think you mean cool off.
I think you mean chill out or cool off.
Yeah.
No, cool out's a thing.
Cool out means the same thing. They're all synonyms.
These younger millennials.
Well, Tanner's younger than that, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm 23. And I've heard
What's Davey? He's 23. 24.
Yeah, something like that.
Davey's like 38 years old.
He's older than us.
He might be.
Mentally. But not really.
He wishes he was. He tries to seem that way.
Yeah, he's a split aged person or something.
He's bi-ager.
Bi-ager, yeah.
Yeah, he's bi-ager right there. Day what? What did you say? Day what?
I thought it was 19. Is it not 19?
Yes.
No, yeah, 19.
19.
It's just
19.
I wanted to hear it again and make sure it really permeated my being so that I could feel it, understand it.
Yeah.
And move forward, you know, into day 20 and 21. And then 22 and 23 and 24. And then 25, we'll just have to wait and see.
I talked to somebody yesterday who said common sense would have told you that they're not going to hire anybody before the early signing period once you get to today. Just like we correctly predicted.
Yeah, I said that Monday. If they don't have one by Friday, it ain't happening until next week at the earliest.
Yes.
Late next week.
And I got that completely confirmed. And then, you know, yesterday we talked about it happened during the show.
Finally, something happens during our
during
show.
During the show, yep.
Not that I'm jealous, but I'm so sick of news breaking at 10:02 or 11 or 2 o'clock.
You're very jealous.
Finally, we got something to talk about. Live on the air as it happened. It's very rare for us. You know, the Drive gets the occasional basketball game during their show. Talk Sports gets, you know, press conferences, breaking 10 o'clock news. I just wanted something. You know, the Overtime guys, they've usually got some sporting event happening or about to happen.
Right.
We always just get yesterday's leftovers. So it was nice to get something fresh yesterday.
Austin
Which was
Price,
Austin Price saying?
Of VolQuest.com said, not going to hire anybody until after the early signing period. He also said that they don't have anybody hired. Like there's no super secret candidate just hanging out there ready to be hired. Jeremy Pruitt is still looking for the guy that checks all the boxes. I even double checked this yesterday, Houston. I even double and triple checked. Like that
double
is
secret triple
that
check.
That is absolutely what Austin Price meant. He doesn't mean that they have their guy and they're going to wait to hire him until after signing day. He absolutely 100% straight from the horse's mouth means there is no one hired. There is no one behind the curtain ready to be trotted out for a press conference that probably wouldn't even happen for an OC hire. Like none of that is true. And later in the day, 24/7 Sports did the same thing. They doubled down right behind VolQuest and said, yeah.
That's nice.
There's no person already hired. Basically, Doug Matthews, you're wrong. And I'm flabbergasted that Tennessee fans.
This is Nate Hodges saying that. I'm removing all your right or your wrong from this coaching search.
I am flabbergasted that many Tennessee fans, probably not the ones that listen to this show, but maybe a few, still think that there's some super secret candidate that's already been tabbed and hired and ready to go, and they're just waiting to walk him out for some random weird reason that makes absolutely no sense. That's Doug Matthews. I'm sorry. I've talked to Doug Matthews. Really nice guy. I like Doug Matthews, but he's just wrong. And when people are wrong, you know, it's okay to just say it and be wrong. He said 95% done, and then this is what people are forgetting. Oh, yeah, it'll be done in 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, he backed off that one pretty quick.
That was a week and a half ago, plus. So.
Ah, yes, day 9. I remember it like it was yesterday. We had so much hope on day 9.
So forgive me if I don't believe him when he says it's already done and they're going to trot somebody out. And everyone else says, no, that's complete. That's a complete just falsehood. And then this,
wow, you're really, really going in on that.
Yeah, and then these mid-state radio guys
want to
start telling their callers that they've been listening to too much Knoxville talk radio and that they should believe Doug Matthews, who's basically just kicking this rumor down the road that has no basis in fact, that's written like a complete horoscope, wow, that you can go back with revisionist history and make it seem like, you know, if they hire an NFL guy, oh, yeah, everybody's, Doug Matthews was right, see? If they hire a guy who even mentions his previous school at all, ever, they're going to say, yep, he was just staying there to protect his last school. Like, no one does that.
You're really mad about this.
I'm just trying to educate the masses, Houston.
It bothers me. Okay, that's fine, but you're mad.
It bothers me that people...
Makes you mad.
It bothers me that people...
It makes you mad.
It makes me mad that people...
Just say it. Just admit it. Tastes good.
Can have the sheep wool pulled over their eyes for years.
Here's my thing, though. Like, what does Doug have to gain? Like, is it possible he was just fed bad info and regurgitated? Like, I don't think he's making this up. I don't know if it's fair to be mad at him. He's just repeating what he hears. I mean, it's not like he has a website or a subscription thing. Like, he's just out talking to people, doing interviews. I mean, he's not exactly making a name for himself here. It's a very odd thing to do if you're trying to
arrive
on the scene.
I'm less mad at Doug than the people that continue to push the narrative because it's good for them. I mean, the Nashville radio station's the one that's getting all the clicks and all the, you know, all the listeners every time he comes on the show, and they're the ones saying, "Oh yeah, Doug's right. Trust Doug. He knows what he's talking about. Phillip Fulmer's his best friend." It's like, yeah, and he's still wrong. He's just wrong. Like, come on, get a grip. But they're just lying to people and allowing them to believe it for their own gain. And it frustrates me when Tennessee fans are tricked. And they were tricked for years with Butch Jones, and it seems like many still haven't learned their lesson.
I hate this search.
In fact, I don't think that Jeremy Pruitt really cares that there hasn't been a hire. Like he's not putting out that he doesn't seem like he's trying to put out a narrative that everything's fine.
He doesn't put out narratives.
That's what I mean.
All.
He doesn't care.
I don't know that he doesn't care. He just doesn't care enough to talk. because he never does. I don't know what Jeremy Pruitt's feeling. I'm not going to try to stomach a guess. I mean, I think in a perfect world, yeah, he's got his guy. And it was Mike Bobo. And then all of a sudden, Colorado State retained him. And he's like, oh, bleep. Oh, I guess I'll do a search now. I agree with you. He doesn't seem like a guy who panics. But at some point, you might start to panic or at least worry a little bit about it.
Somebody made a really good point. They said, you can argue that not having an offensive coordinator isn't hurting recruiting. You can even, for the early signing day, you can even try your darndest and say, maybe it doesn't even hurt it at all because this, whatever. I don't know. List of reasons. I think I'd probably disagree with that also, but you can make that case. But you can't make the case that not having an OC helps recruiting. Like, that is.
Didn't Doug say that?
It's brutal.
Didn't Doug say that? Maybe they don't want to pull the other guy on the road off the recruiting
trail. You want to know why that's so laughable, Houston? I talked to a recruiting insider yesterday. He said He said this. Here are the rules. You can put any 10 coaches you want on the road. Mm. It doesn't matter.
You hate to see it.
You can hire LSU had an ancient old offensive line coach, and he didn't go on the road recruiting. That's why Austin Thomas went on the road recruiting as the GM. Mm. That was that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, him. That was a nice throwback there. I remember that name.
Tennessee could go ahead and hire an OC and not put him on the road recruiting or put him on the road and take off anybody else. You get to pick. They're lies. He's lying.
Yeah,
he's just making stuff up. It's sad.
Again, I don't think he's making it up. I think he's being fed.
We had to be made up that reason. I mean, it's
no. I think someone could have said that to try and like soften the blow. Yeah, but you know, basically feeding in the lines, and he's like, "Oh yeah, that does make sense."
Okay, maybe he's not lying. He's
misinformed.
That's what I'm saying. Misinformed. Is that better?
Well, then how do you feel if it's intentional misinformation by say, "Oh, I don't know, Philip."
Well, then I'm really angry. I just don't. It makes Philip Fulmer look bad. I don't think Philip Fulmer's giving Doug Matthews
that
information. I think Philip Fulmer might have told him some things way back when.
And then he tries to fill in the holes.
And he's just doubling down
like
on
frog
it.
DNA.
It's just no good. Georgia Vol says it's just hope. We'll continue to hope until they announce the new Shiano hire. Then we will panic. But for now, all we have is hope.
No, that's what
and
it is.
That they don't screw
that's
up.
That's what Doug Matthews is selling. That's what everybody who chooses to believe that there's some secret plan is hoping for. And I totally get that. I mean, hell, I hope that. I'm just not going to say that is what's happening unless I know that's what's happening. But I absolutely understand Doug and Tennessee fans in general trying to believe that there is a top secret, special, behind the curtain, out of the box, whoa, higher, and it's done, and y'all are worrying about nothing, and we're playing this out because we just love to do this drama stuff, and we're going to make a big announcement. Gruden, in the middle of Monday Night Football, is going to say he's coming back to Rocky Top. Sound familiar? Yeah, it's all the narratives. It's every year. It's the same damn thing because we know coaching searches around here, and right now we are at the I don't know what stage of grief this is. This is the denial? Is this denial? No, everything's fine. Trust me. Yeah, we've got a top secret plan.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I thought we were past denial.
No.
I guess we're not.
No, you can backslide on this track.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a step process, but you can definitely go backwards.
Well, here's the thing, too. I'm separating my frustration for the timeline and who I think Jeremy Pruitt's ultimately going to get from this narrative of he's already got his man.
That's fair.
I'm not, right now, I'm not criticizing Jeremy Pruitt one bit. I can do that at a different point in time, but I'm not talking about...
We got plenty of time.
I'm not talking about the search at all. If he hires a good offensive coordinator, a lot of people are writing this, and they're right. If he makes a really good hire, then who cares about the timing? Maybe it hurts you a little bit in recruiting, whatever, but that's his call.
You'll never know exactly how much.
Right.
Probably.
And that's fine. I'm cool with that. Doesn't matter. But if you're just believing in fake news, like, I got nothing for you. I ran a poll yesterday. One third of people that voted, over 1,000 votes, still believe Doug Matthews. I don't know. I get maybe that should be maybe like, you know, a president has approval ratings. Maybe we should figure out ways to do sheep ratings.
Wait. You say that again. What was your poll question?
It was basically Doug Matthews versus Volquest.
Oh. And the but what were the narratives again? Because I'm trying to if you can just do that, I'm trying to find something I'll show you.
It was who you got? Doug Matthews.
Who you gonna get?
Who says done deal, they're just waiting to announce, versus Austin Price of VolQuest, his source report that says they're still working on it and that the new offensive coordinator's gotta check all the boxes. Exactly 33% of people voted for Doug Matthews.
Well, I ran a poll.
No.
Said rate your confidence level in the current OC search, resulting in a good hire. 46% said not confident at all. 27% said somewhat confident. 18% confident. 9% very confident. 1,500 votes. I think most people are not feeling great or feeling much worse than that about this. So I don't know. Maybe we polled different people. I think most people have kind of lowered the expectations, right? I mean, most people, I think, are on a... and what I mean is they're not expecting, at this point, a guy like a Freeze, like an Enos, like a Matt Canada, a Cliff Kingsbury. They're realizing that it might be somebody that has less ties, a shorter resume, less experience. But I think that at least some are hopeful that Pruitt can find the right guy. But I don't know, man. Like, we've seen names come on and off the board now, so if you interview the best guys first and you don't end up getting any of them, I think that means you're getting perhaps progressively worse as you go on. So as you're looking for the perfect guy who checks all the boxes, but you're getting lower and lower in the pool, it doesn't seem to, I don't know. He's looking for a diamond in the rough, is that it? A secret, top secret OC.
The guy that can recruit well.
All right. Sure.
And a guy that fits with his vision of offense. I mean, I think that's the biggest issue, right?
I don't know. Like, I would put it as has called a lot of plays successfully and can teach quarterbacks. Like, those would be one and two for me.
For you, yeah.
Everything else, I can negotiate if I'm Pruitt. Right? I'm the boss. You want to throw it a lot? You don't like running? You like only going shotgun, no back? Well, we're going to change some of that. But you better be able to teach quarterbacks. And you better have called a lot of plays and had success so that I understand that you understand flow of the game, opposing defenses, situational football. You can teach the 2-minute drill. You can teach the 4-minute drill. Your quarterbacks play smart. They know when to throw it out of bounds, throw it in the ground, throw it at the feet, throw it out of the back of the end zone. Throw it to the middle of the field, check down, touchdown, first down, that kind of stuff. That's what I care about. All the other stuff, the formations, the blah, 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 I can hire a guy and then be the head coach on some of that stuff. They need to get a guy who can teach young quarterbacks because you got quite a bit of them right now. You got a few.
Yeah.
And you need somebody who can get in there and lead those guys and develop them. And you got, that's what I'm saying, you got more coming.
More on the way.
So that's where I would start. And that's why I guess it's weird that we've moved this far away from guys who have done that. But it is what it is, I suppose.
And we wait.
I've been told you were going really hard on Coach.
What?
I'm just saying I got a secret message that said you were going pretty hard on Coach Matthews today.
I don't know why it's secret. We said it on the air. What?
What? Okay. No, I'm just saying, I guess I wasn't alone thinking you were just twisting the knife a little bit.
Well, I'm sorry when you're wrong. Like, you're just wrong. And he's had plenty of opportunities to at least, like, soften it a little bit. He keeps doubling down. Don't mislead the fan base.
You know, all I'm saying is, like, you're now doubling down on him being wrong, and what if he's right? That's why I said I'm not playing the idiot game.
Oh, trust me, he's gonna be right when it's all said and done. So wait for it. Wait for it.
Well, but what if he really is right? Right.
Well, then he needs to give him more information now so he can prove he's right when it ultimately
happens.
But
it's his job to protect the AD. He's told us this.
It's his job to protect the university. That's
from Nashville.
Right.
Well, you know,
yeah.
From his
yeah, it's
his palace.
Pretty much the problem.
Well, like, you know, it's a lot of kings rule lands that aren't in their immediate view. He's like the king. He, you know, it's my job to rule the Knoxville kingdom, even though I live in the capital.
All right, then. Yeah. Three and outs driven by Toyota Knoxville, I-40,
glad we
the Lovell Road exit right there on Parkside Drive. And right now it's a huge pre-owned inventory sale through the end of the year. You got to get over to Toyota Knoxville and shop them online at toyotaknoxville.com. If you mention 3 and out, you get an additional $300 off. That even includes vehicles that are not Toyotas in this massive pre-owned sale through the end of the year. It's toyotaknoxville.com. And then Toyota Knoxville, Knoxville's Toyota dealer. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Congrats to all the students out there if you're graduating mid-year.
Great job.
Our own Cole McCormick.
Yeah. Great yep. work. Probably walking stage right now.
My producer,
JK.
Cole McCormick.
There you go.
What time is the ceremony?
9 o'clock.
He's probably up at least. He's probably putting the old
Shout out to Cole.
On, getting the gown all nice and steamed.
I'm proud of him, man. I'm like a mother goose watching my ducklings grow up.
Aw, that's nice, Tanner.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're such a good leader.
Cole actually talked some last time he was here, too. It was nice. I mean, to us out in the office.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there was...
He's part of the family now.
About 3 or 4 months, he would come in and just never really said anything.
Yeah. We're intimidating.
Strong, silent
I'm told we're intimidating. By the way, it was Bear that said, take it easy on Doug. He said, I can tell you now.
Oh, okay.
I know you probably care. Needed to hear that.
Thanks, Bear.
I think it actually meant more before I told you who said it. You probably took it to heart a little more before.
Well, forgive me if...
Yeah.
I mean, it was Russell and Bear who just slurped up this...
Maybe that's what this is. This is... Yeah, he's trying to protect
narrative.
Doug so that he looks better for believing and buying it hook, line, and sinker.
Somebody tweeted at me, so you believe VolQuest. Well, I mean, you know, not always. It's everybody has their sources, and sometimes sources are wrong. But I do believe it when 24/7 also says the same thing. I mean, when people I talk to are saying the same thing, like... Doug is on an island at this point, and that's fine. It's okay. It's just annoying when he doubles down, and then people in Nashville radio blame people for listening to too much Knoxville radio.
And all I'm saying is if he's being fed bad info intentionally, or at least misleading info by someone he's trusted for a very long time, I don't know that I blame him.
Are you blaming on this who I think you're blaming it
on? I'm not blaming it. I am suggesting, I am positing a theory that perhaps Philip Fulmer is trying to calm the masses with a few half-truths, quarter-truths, falsehoods. I'm just saying maybe it's possible Fulmer's floating some lies to help change the narrative at least a little bit, because I can imagine the heat on him's pretty high too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Everybody thinks they like Yursich, but apparently...
He didn't like us?
The longer that goes, the less likely it's going to happen. I don't know. I guess it still could happen, but it...
If it ends up being Yursich, then Doug Matthews is going to look very right, FYI.
No, he's not. He said that it was done before they interviewed Yursich.
Are you sure?
100%.
Can you just put the timeline together for me and just show it to me? If you're right, you're right, and I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
He said 95% done, and they know who they're going
to
hire.
Was that last week?
It was a week and a half ago. It's like early...
That's what I thought, like last Tuesday or something, right?
Yeah. Okay. 2 to 3 days, they'd have it done. They just had to work through the final couple things.
And when did we interview Yursich?
Good question.
Well, see, that's why you just doubled down on that, and that's why I was asking you, and you were so sure, and now you don't know. Forget it. We're off in the weeds. If it's Yursich, he will look right. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that my frustration is that some people just believe whatever they want to believe. They don't really care what's right and wrong. They just tell themselves something, and it just goes that way.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well aware. Guys, hearing bad news on Hugh Freeze. You don't know anything, you idiot! Is he here?
He's not here. Oh,
I guess there was some bad news on Freeze. Look at that. Went somewhere else. You uninformed, pompous radio bleep head. All right. Nice to see you, too. Thanks for following. Thanks for listening. Keep eating your... your stupid food and putting peanut butter in your socks. Thanks for watching the Periscope. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the click.
Yeah, appreciate that. Buckethead says, bring Casey home. Casey Clawson? You in on Casey Clawson?
Where is he right now?
God, I don't know. Buckethead loves Casey Clawson. I mean, loves Casey Clawson. I think he is coaching high school. Wasn't he at Mississippi State for a minute as some type of something? Where is he? Thousand Oaks? Don't he and one of his brothers coach a team out there? I think it was Thousand Oaks in California. He's
coaching at Bishop Almany High School as of this season.
I would prefer to not have a high school coach.
Bishop Almany?
Yes.
Is that in California?
I would
imagine.
Is in the San Fernando Valley community of Mission Hills in L.A.
Oh, heavens. Just a short little trip to Rodeo, isn't it? Well, good for him. He always was a California guy. Yeah, Casey Clawson's California cool, don't give a bleep attitude would jive real well with this bunch. Real. Yeah, he's a Jeremy Pruitt guy. No, that would not happen. No chance. Zero chance. What if it's Randy Sanders? Let's just cycle through all the names now. Let's go through all the Tennessee tie names.
Apparently the Yurcich interview, I mean, it was talked about on like Friday, and then over the weekend is when that Oklahoma State guy asked him if there's anything going with Tennessee. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was
I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't believe what that guy was told by Yurcich. I mean, Yurcich would have no reason to tell that guy the truth right there.
True.
And a no comment says more than a comment at that point. So you got to lie at that point if you're Yurcich. You just say, nah, come on, man. And then you double down with the, I like you. I would tell you the truth.
Well, I did find it. The interview was on Thursday last week.
So he did lie to that guy.
No, wait. No, Yurcich interviewed with Pruitt Thursday.
Right.
And he told this guy on Friday or Saturday that he wasn't going, basically.
That's not, no. No, don't. You can't listen to what Yurcich says, necessarily.
I said that's what he said. I wasn't saying it was true.
No, but he didn't say, I'm not going.
He said there's nothing going on.
Hey, which is vague and stupid.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't say, I'm not going to Tennessee.
I'm
lock
answering
it down.
Your Doug Matthews question, not your Mike Yurcich question.
We've moved on from that. We already put the dates together. But you just said that, yeah, Yurcich said he's not coming. He did not say that. He said, quote, nothing's going on. Could mean right now. Could mean this very instant. You got to be vague when you're one of these top-notch coaches. So I'm not – Yurcich is not off the board, in my opinion, just because he told some guy that he might never see again if he takes another job, I like you, buddy. You've been good to me.
No,
that's what I would say if I wanted someone to write whatever I told him.
I agree with that, too.
Okay.
But, you know, there's other reports that he's told people at Oklahoma State he's not leaving. But I don't know if those are true.
Well, that's what I would tell everyone until I left.
That's
especially
also
if they're
true.
Like, just stay till the early signing period.
The problem with the whole line of thinking is no one
we got
does
Osebe.
That. No one stays. Like if I'm working for a company and I'm leaving and I know I'm leaving and I've already agreed to leave, I don't continue to like lock down valuable commodities for that company if I'm going to stay
you
in
never
the same
heard of
industry.
You ever heard of a 2 weeks notice?
I talked to a banker yesterday.
Well, no, but they don't have a non-compete. They don't have a non-compete, so he can.
What? Like talk for the new school?
Yeah. He could be working secret double duty.
So maybe we'll know. If on Wednesday a bunch of guys all from one school just flip right to Tennessee, then we'll know.
Haven't we recently been getting into Oklahoma and Texas on a couple of these guys? Am I crazy? That three-star receiver that all
one
of a sudden...
Player. You think you're talking about one player.
I'm just saying! All of a sudden, we're back in the game. All of a sudden, here come the Texas and Oklahoma kids.
This is the ultimate. So your conspiracy theory is this is the ultimate.
I'm just piecing the puzzle together as best I can.
This is Phil Fulmer screwing over Mike Gundy for all the years of getting a raise out of Tennessee.
Listen,
Mike Yurcich is telling Gundy he's staying. He's telling Tennessee he's coming. And he's flipping all their good recruits to the Vols.
Yep. Just think about it. Maybe Yurcich hates Gundy. He appreciates the jump, right? He appreciates him coming to get him. But what if Gundy's an a-hole? He kind of seems like an a-hole. What if he's mad because he's like, Gundy, I'm scoring 40 a game. Can you please hire a defensive coordinator who can get two stops? And Gundy's like, this is my buddy. He does a great job for us. He's not going anywhere, man. You got to score more points. Like, he's putting it on Yurcich. Yurcich is probably like, man, why would I stay here where I score 45 a game and people want me fired on message boards? And Fulmer's like, have a seat, young man. I've got an offer for you. Let's talk about backstabbing.
Do you Do you know how loyal Mike Yurcich would be to Mike Gundy? He pulled him out of Shippensburg.
I just told you the story that would lead to a loss of loyalty. That would breed frustration between them. That would drive a wedge of anger between Yurcich and Gundy. I just spelled that out.
All right.
So even think, after saying he appreciates the jump. You weren't listening. You were reading something.
I'm Dave.
Final segment, hour number one of the program. Going to have Dan Harrelson coming up here at 8 o'clock to talk about the OC search. And then we'll get to some basketball later in the program. I know. Big game tomorrow in state.
Like, it is, but it also isn't.
It's a
everything to lose, not much to gain thing for us, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of makes it big, I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, 8:30, 20-ish, we'll get to basketball.
Yeah.
Probably stay on it for a while. And then at some point, we got to talk about my Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm.
What a
yep.
gusty performance last night. What was that eyeball?
I just saw T-Carp's tweet from a minute ago.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. I was trying to talk about Rivers, and I thought you were looking at the stat sheet. You saw they went for two.
Yeah.
And got it to win. 29-28 over the Chiefs. Hate it. It was Eric Berry's first game back, and they lost, though. That stinks. Yeah. Get to it later.
Yeah.
Good job, Chargers, who are now 11-3 also. So teams with 11 wins, Chiefs, Saints, Rams, Chargers. Told you
Boom.
They were good.
They
Told
are.
You to watch out for they the are. Chargers.
They are.
They finally got a little defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they were without their, like, three best running backs last night. They still ran for 150. Chiefs defense. Going to be their demise.
Yep. T-Carp said, why would any of these guys want to come play for a failing head coach?
Oh, God. So we're back. This T-Carp, come on. Come on. You got to pick one and stick with it. You can't waffle after wins and losses, and then when things get sad, you just think he's terrible. We don't have enough data to know he's a failing head coach yet.
Captain Touchback said, everybody that's been interviewed except Bryles has signed elsewhere. It's highly unlikely this turns into a great hire, but we'll talk ourselves into it just like we deal with Coach Jeremy Pruitt. Merry Christmas. Man, that's about as negative as it gets out of Captain Touchback.
He's not wrong.
No, I mean, whoever they hire, people will be optimistic about.
Right.
Because it'll be the new guy. It'll be like the backup quarterback jogging in to take the first snap. And you're like, maybe this guy's a gamer.
You know? That's how it goes.
Well, if Mike Yurcich is such a great candidate, why doesn't Jeremy Pruitt just start lining up lower-level guys that have really good offenses and just interview about eight of them and hire one? Seemed to work out okay for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's true. So you're in on the lower level thing. Just go do it. You want to go to like subdivision and just start talking to guys, people?
I don't think it's that terrible of an idea. It puts everything on the head coach. It puts all the pressure on the head coach. That's what
Cody
did.
Well, honestly, at this point, like, isn't everything on Pruitt now anyway?
Probably. But the difference is Mike Gundy was hiring his offensive guy, and he's an offensive guy.
Right, that's true.
This would be like Jeremy Pruitt doing that for defense. So it's not the same. Like, so that's why I'm actually not in it. Like, Jeremy Pruitt needed to hire, worst case, somebody that had just been around the block, had some successes and some failures kind of in the SEC or similar, but somebody that you knew what to do. Like, that's why he can't hire some super inexperienced OC, because
we tried that.
He can't hold their hand on offense. Mm-hmm. That's not his specialty. I would trust Jeremy Pruitt with a young, up-and-coming defensive coordinator
right.
where if the guy comes up with something in a game plan that's just probably kind of stupid or naive.
Pruitt
can be like, you know, I tried this when I was young too here, buddy. Let's make sure we hedge a little on this or whatever. But on offense, like I've said it a million times, I'll say it again. When you're a defensive or offensive specialist, you're a coordinator, and you get hired as the head coach, you've got to get the other side of the ball right, and you got to get somebody that can run that whole show without needing a lot of support. And Tyson Helton just
needed too much support.
Maybe.
Or maybe I just got too much support, if that makes sense.
I think that might have been more. I don't think we can accurately grade Tyson Helton because he wasn't just allowed to do his thing.
At least based on a lot of different people saying that that was the case.
And just the way the offense looked. Like the
yeah, it was a hodgepodge.
You know, I would almost prefer an experienced, none taken,
Hodges Podges.
Guy that an experienced guy that you know is kind of a grizzled veteran that just at least maybe he's had some failures in some stops, but he's had successes in others.
And look at Andy Reid. Like, hello. Yeah, a guy's been fired a bunch. People hate him, and he's just chilled out right now in Kansas City, calling great plays, scoring a bunch of points. I know they lost last night, but, I mean, he's still got it. He just needs the tools. Of course, that's an issue here, too, I guess. Like, do we have the tools? But what? Why would people be saying no? Like, assuming that Yurcich just said, uh-uh. Why? Could we not outpay Oklahoma State? Is it that loyalty was just that important? Did he not see this as a – I mean, I guess really maybe you would consider it a step-down job, but it isn't to the SEC, Yurcich, so is it lateral at best?
He wants to be a head coach one day, right? Yurcich does.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe maybe it's close for him whether you stay at Oklahoma State, you make a little bit less, but you think that at least if it – worst-case scenario for Oklahoma State – they have another bad year, but his offense is still look good. Like, he knows his offense is going to look good. So he can at least pitch that to somebody and say, yeah, the team wasn't great, but, you know, my offense, like, I know offense. I can do that for your team kind of thing. And he looked at Tennessee and just thought, you know, there might just be too much personnel hills to climb here. And, it was a tough call.
I get that, man. I think personnel issues, if all things are equal between staying and going or taking this job versus another job, personnel's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
And then other candidates, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, no one.
Maybe that's why we're waiting until after the early signing period. So we can be like, but look at these guys that we got. We got those two tackles that can block now. We got this running back. We got these other receivers. Maurer ended up signing his paper. We've got young tools. And then the OC says, all right, well, now that I know you didn't lie to me and there's going to be some weapons in the cupboard, let's do it.
And maybe people are calling Tyson Helton and he's not, you know. Saying,
but he's a company man.
Well, he is publicly.
He's a chain of command guy.
You're not going to lie to your friends, though, when they ask how'd it go in Tennessee. I don't think. I mean, I think you can say it in a kind of a nice, polite way, but they'll get the message. So I don't know. That's a tough one. We'll talk to Dan Harrelson coming up next as we kick off.
What if
Fulmer
is setting
two.
The stage to be the next OC?
He would be the grizzled veteran.
Does who had some success and failures.
Does fit the narrative. That's why Doug knows it's done. Because Fulmer knows that he's going to sabotage it until Pruitt calls him.
And then he would be right.
The escape.